This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. More than 100 years ago, Methodist missionaries set up Indian mission churches in northern Michigan. Their goal was to bring Christianity and to do away with traditional American Indian belief. Today, the missions blend the traditions, but they serve small congregations that can't afford to pay their pastors. The United Methodist Missions have survived with lots of financial help from the denomination, but now leaders say they have to scale back. And for one mission pastor, it feels like a broken promise. Interlochen Public Radio's Linda Steffen reports.
Yo-ay, strong and mighty, yo-ay, mighty in battle, yo-ay, away, high, away.
Singing at an outdoor Friday night worship service, the traveling musical duo Rain Song led revival-type meetings this summer in Northport.
All right, we're going to all turn to the east now. That way over there, yeah, follow the pastor in the back, you know.
Long before European missionaries introduced Christianity, praying to the four directions was a tradition among American Indians.
Welcome here. Now turn to the right, to the south, to your right. Open up the gates, you got it.
Worshiping with a crowd of about 20, they sing to Jesus and to the great chief, the warrior and creator. This type of blending of cultures was not encouraged by early Christian missionaries. And Pastor Tom John says even when he was a boy, he was taught in Sunday school he could not be both Indian and Christian. As an adult and a man of God, he sees the culture of his ancestors from a different view.
We had never had the Bible, but we always believed that there was a God. And everything that we did in our traditions that they said was paganism was how we related to God in our understanding. We called him by different names, but what we were doing in our traditions, in our ceremonies, were exactly what the church is doing. Only it was more meaningful for us in our relationship with the Creator.
Praise God from whom.
Pastor Tom John runs two Indian mission churches, one in Northport and the other across Grand Traverse Bay, in the Antrim County town of Keewaydin, where common Christian songs are sometimes sung in both English and the native tongue of local tribes. Usually, the crowd, which can be less than 10, sings without instruments. Right next door, there's another active, larger United Methodist Church. Both are painted white. They look like twin buildings. It's an odd sight from the road. Next door, a mostly Caucasian crowd gathers.
This church here next door will come and participate in what we do. We go and participate in what they do. But because of those differences, we just like to remain two separate churches.
The problem is money. The pastor who oversees all United Methodist churches in the Grand Traverse District is Anita Hahn. She says the district chips in tens of thousands of dollars a year for the Keewaydin Indian Mission, as it has long done also for missions in Northport and Charlevoix.
They have been our mission churches, and we have sought to sustain them as the United Methodist Church. And what's really hard right now is overall, the United Methodist Church is decreasing. And so that means all of our monies are decreasing. And as we try to support our native churches, we don't want to decrease funding. But is it the wisest fiscal choice to continue to support them at the same rate that we've always supported them?
Two churches, two pastors, serving a town of about 2,000 people. That's expensive. And Pastor Anita Hahn says her hope is that at some point, the two churches will become one.
And to become the church that's immersed in the native culture, that's immersed in who Christ is calling us to be, the hands and feet of Christ. And if we break down some of that division, are there healthier ways that we can really reach all of us? Yeah, as I say that, I don't know that that's what's going to happen. But I dream about what's next.
She says in her mind, that doesn't necessarily mean giving up either the Indian Missions building or its separate services, but it would mean sharing pastors and becoming one entity. Pastor Tom John is against pulling back financial support. He says that breaks a promise made to his community by Methodist leaders more than a century ago as the Indian missions were established, but he's also not opposed to a merger with his neighbor. He wanted to retire long ago, but there's no one to replace him. Key to a merger, he says, would be a pastor who understands the native traditions and Christian worship and who would keep this going even if attendance on Sunday is small.
We hold our services more informal. At the church next door, it's very formal. I went over there a few times and it was rather different.
Stephen Antwine tends graves behind the Indian mission that date back to at least 1860. He helps care for the building and the grounds, a lot of work for a small congregation. He grew up here in Kuwaitin and has always been in the minority here. But he has heard stories of a time when the tables were flipped, when this place was known as Indian Town. He says the mission is an important connecting point for those who remain.
For me, the Kuwaitin Mission, the United Methodist Conference, well, mainly the Kuwaitin Mission, is part of my family. You know, we pray together, even though it's kind of informal in a way, people still keep coming back. It's like they leave home and they come back to home.
Antwine says he knows churches are folding and merging everywhere, and that over time, many do give up their buildings. Whatever happens, he hopes to see this small mission services and its traditions live on.
You have shown us, Creator, what you require to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly in your sight.
Interlochen Public Radio's Linda Steffen reporting for Stateside.